Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon is acquiring home mesh router startup Eero. Eero's privacy policy has not changed, and the company tweeted that it will, quote, continue to protect customer privacy, noting that Eero, quote, does not track customers' internet activity, and this policy will not change with the acquisition. LinkedIn is launching a live video element to its platform in beta in the U.S. LinkedIn Live will be invite-only in the coming weeks. The company plans to cover conferences, product announcements, Q&As, and other events led by influencers and mentors, plus office hours, earnings calls, graduation, and award ceremonies, and the like. LinkedIn is working with several third-party developers, including Wirecast, Switcher Studio, Wowza Media Systems, Socialive, and BrandLive, quote, with more to come in the following weeks. Microsoft, which acquired LinkedIn in 2016, is encoding the video through Azure. Speaking of LinkedIn, Apple has named Frank Casanova its first head of marketing for augmented reality. Casanova moved from leading iPhone marketing for wireless carriers into the new role this month. Casanova is also an Apple veteran, having worked at the company for about 30 years, and is credited for his work with carriers to promote the iPhone and developing older products like the QuickTime video player. Google announced new features when right-clicking on an email beyond the current three options, which are archive, mark as read, or delete. Users on Gmail's rapid release schedule will start seeing the new features, including reply options, snoozing options, and muting options starting today, and the rollout to everyone will begin on February 22nd. Qualcomm has lost an ongoing case against the Fair Trade Commission in Korea and has been fined at least 2 billion won, or about $242 million, for antitrust actions taken from 2000 to 2009. Qualcomm rejected the original 2009 ruling and took the case to the Seoul High Court in 2013, which also ruled against Qualcomm. The company then appealed the ruling to the country's Supreme Court 6 years later. The Korea Herald reports that the court has confirmed the illegality of Qualcomm's behavior and is upholding most of the original fines. The Wall Street Journal reports that Lyft's founders, John Zimmer and Logan Green, are looking to take near-majority voting control of the ride-hailing company when it goes public this year. This is according to sources. Currently, the duo owns a stake of less than 10% of Lyft. The Journal also reports that the company will appoint one of its existing board members as non-executive chairman. Microsoft published a 42-second video teaser for its press event at Mobile World Congress starting on February 24th, which shows a lot of amorphous blobs and fibers, some of which could be wires or processors, or who knows. The whole VR-y nature of it has everyone assuming it will have something to do with HoloLens 2, but we don't know. Perhaps more indicative is the previously known fact that among the speakers at the event is Microsoft technical fellow Alex Kipman, who was involved in HoloLens. And finally, TechCrunch reports that a dozen apps using Apple's Developer Enterprise program can be loaded onto iOS devices outside of the App Store, even though Apple bans things like pornography within apps. And while gambling apps are permitted, they're strictly overseen. The apps in question clearly violate Apple's Enterprise program rules, which now only allow distribution to employees of the company of issue. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.